Omi Pride 09 versus Safi, go.
Hello, hello, baby, you called, I can't hear a thing. I have got no service in the club, you say, say. What did you say? Oh, you're breaking up on me. Sorry, I cannot hear you, I'm kind of busy. Sorry, I cannot hear you, I'm kind of busy.
Just a second, it's my favorite song that's gonna play. I cannot text you with a drink in my hand, eh. You should have made some plans with me, you knew that I was free. And now you won't stop calling me, I'm kind of busy.
Stop calling, I don't wanna think anymore.
I left my head and my heart on the dance floor.
Stop calling, I don't wanna think anymore.
I left my head and my heart on the dance floor. Stop telephoning me. No one home and you're not gonna reach my telephone.
Out in the club and I'm picking up phone, but you're not gonna reach my telephone. Call me once but there's no one home and you're not gonna reach my telephone.
Out in the club and I'm picking up phone, but you're not gonna reach my telephone.
The way you blowing up my phone won't make me leave no faster.
Put my coat on faster.
Leave my girls no faster.
I should've left my phone at home, cause this is a disaster.
Calling like a collector.
Sorry, I cannot answer.
Not that I don't like you, I'm just at a party. And I am sick and tired of my phone ringing.
Sometimes I feel like I live in Grand Central Station. Tonight I'm not taking no calls, cause I'll be dancing.
Dancing.
Tonight I'm dancing.
Service at this time.
Please check your number or try your call again.
Safi versus Omi Pride 09. That was another amazing song, beloved.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think of that?
I loved it. And it was so well mixed. Safi's amazing. I can't mix it up. Yeah, I'm so jealous of people that can mix like that.
I'm jealous of people that can sing like that, too.
Yeah, that too.
Rochelle and Traviata, what did you guys think?
They rocked this. The mixing was epic, and they both sounded incredible. Like, I didn't realize Omi's range could reach that high, I don't think. And, like, Safi is, like, always, like, incredible. Like, this is going to be a really, really hard pick. I think for me, Safi and show me out with, like, by, like, hair.
Safi, wow, she sounds just like Lady Gaga. Well, you know, it's weird. I heard it and I was like, wow, that's really interesting. I really liked Omi because his voice is very unique on this track. I liked it a lot. So for this, I'd have to pick Omi just because, I don't know, I just liked it, okay? I don't have time.
Nori, thank you.
I thought they both sounded really good and glamorous, both of them. I mean, I was blown away. yeah, I wouldn't be able to choose.
For me, yeah, just everybody, you both sound amazing. I think this is my favorite one of the evening. For me, Savvy edged out on me just a little bit. It's but Beloved, it's your choice.
This is one of the toughest weeks for me because both of their battles were so good. For this, I do agree that Safi did edge it out just a bit for me, mainly because I really, what I was going for with the song for Omi was really getting that emotion out there, and he did bring it, but a couple of those verses just weren't as far as I wanted it to go, and he didn't have time to do any reduce, so this was his first take.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, but I'm going to have to go with Safi for this submission. I'm sorry.
So we've got Nani versus Clary, Safi versus Val, Jeffers versus Snowfender, and Aria versus somebody. This is Skywish and Maddie, and they're doing the final countdown. Let's listen and mute. That was Madigan Skywish with Final Countdown. You guys, this is the one I'm sick over. It's impossible to not have preconceived notions as a judge, no matter what anyone says. I came here tonight fully expecting Maddie to kick Sky's ass on this song, just being honest, because I think Maddie is more consistent and Maddie doesn't top as much. But I think that Sky really stood her ground here. Maddie did epic harmonies and some awesome things. Sky did some crazy metal runs. This is a close one for me. Rochelle, you're
there? This was close for me, too. I think... Sky was peaky, like, on parts, and so that kind of threw me off. But yeah, I think there were parts of it that were really good for both of them, and I think it worked really well for the two of them. And I think, I don't know, I think Sky's voice is so cool, because I think it just, like, molds into, like, whatever it needs to do. It's like, voice molding.
That's a perfect interpretation. It's
I love you, Sky.
Who won for you tonight, Rochelle?
To be honest, halfway through, I was thinking that Maddie was doing better, and then like as it went on, I was like, I think I like Sky more. It's difficult. I liked them both a lot. I think Sky edged out for the end for me.
Shiraviata?
Yeah, okay, so I thought Maddie's voice actually suited this song a lot more, and I think I was telling Rochelle, it's kind of unfair because Maddie's voice is has a lot more power behind it. Like, I would imagine her sort of wearing that hat that they wear in that opera song with the horns. The Valkyries, that's what it is.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay. So anyway, she did a really good job, I thought, across the board. There was like those belty parts at the end that I think were Skywish, right?
Yeah.
I think the sort of higher improv-y parts, and those are really, really good. Yeah. So, I don't know. I don't have to make a decision, so I'm not gonna, but that's my opinion. KK?
You bitch. Beloved stuff.
KK?
I couldn't listen because my laptop's a piece of crap.
Okay, fair enough. Nori?
They both did amazing. They both sounded, like, epic, if that's possible. high notes that Skywish did was really, really, like, they were amazing. And Maddie stayed, like, strong throughout. So it's really tough to say who won in this round.
Yeah, this is when I've been sick. I think it's ridiculous Maddie has not won a VH show yet, and I think she deserves to. I think Maddie is a true artist, and if anyone in this competition, to me she's the most unique and does these versions of songs no one expects, and it's amazing. I also think she's more consistent than Skywish based on her confidence and her recording ability. She doesn't peek out and stuff. I did expect her to, like, completely take this battle tonight. However, if I base this choice on a preconceived notion, then that defeats the purpose of this round. And fair being fair, and me being completely honest, I'd like to take Maddie to the next round because I do think she is the most likely to surprise everyone and turn in a great performance that no one has imagined. But Skywish, you won this one tonight. So you are going to the final up against Aria, or the semifinal against Aria. Skywish. Sorry, Maddie. I'd take both of you guys if I could. I hate this decision. But that is The Voice. Next week's semifinals. Anybody have anything they want to say before we sign out tonight? Okay. Good night, everybody.
Good night, bye.